bastard star. His love endures forever. For the life that's been reborn, his love endures forever. Sing praise.
Welcome to Finding God in Prison with your host, Deacon Joe Montone, the founder and director of the WINGS program, an inmate reentry and recovery program. And now, here's your host, Deacon Joe Montone.
Good afternoon, my friends, and welcome to Holy Spirit Radio and our program, Finding God in Prison. This is Deacon Joe Montone, and it's a privilege and a pleasure to be back here with you on the air at 1570 AM WISP and 1420 AM WCOJ. Let me start out by saying Happy New Year, my friends, and I hope that you had a beautiful and blessed holiday season with your family. And may God bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. As we begin the new year, we want to start off with a prayer, my friends, for you and for your goals and dreams. Because if we're going to do anything extraordinary this year, it will be because of our Lord Jesus Christ and His input into our focus, our dream, whatever it is that we're working on. You know, and the Lord tells us to include Him. He says, ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, knock and the door shall be open to you. So let's start off, my friends, once again in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father God, we ask for your blessings on our listening audience today. We thank you first and foremost for the gift of a new day, a new year. We put this year into your hands. We ask that you guide us, direct us through your Holy Spirit. We ask for the humility and obedience from you, Father God. Give us the humility to do all things with great love, the obedience to follow in the words of Moses, who tells us to be careful, to do exactly as the Lord God tells you to do, so we can live and prosper. So, Father God, we put ourselves into your hands this year, and we ask that you take us to new heights. Help us to grow spiritually, mentally, physically, financially, educationally, residentially. Give us all that we need to grow in faith, hope, and love. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, my friends, so as we begin the new year, we want to make sure that we are focused on the right things. Getting our priorities straight is key in the WINGS program. Putting God first, you second, your family third. Stronger you are, the more you could do for your family, your work, your community service, and your hobbies and sports. Once again, God gives us the strength to do well for ourselves. Stronger we are, the more we could do for our wife and children, our grandchildren. And that is why we keep God first. And it's important. And as we get moving forward, we want to set some short-term and long-term goals in all areas of our life. We want to have an action plan for the future. Most people don't plan to fail. They fail to plan. I'll say it again. Most people don't plan on failing. They fail to plan. And it's like a pilot who's taking a trip to another country. He has to have a flight plan, and he's got to navigate to that destination exactly so that he's efficient. He's got a fuel plan within the flight plan so he has enough fuel to the destination, to an alternate airport if he needs it, and for an additional 45-minute reserve fuel in case something else happens. So in your planning, for the future, your action plan for the future, we have to be exact. And we want to realize that this is a plan with action in it. It requires your action, my action. And it requires us to get off the couch and to start moving forward, to get up early, to get showered, shaved, to groom ourselves, and to start moving forward early in the morning, and to start making things happen, you know, before 9 a.m. Does this make sense, my friends? Because if you're out there watching TV until the middle of the night and sleeping until noon and not working, you're not progressing. We have changes we need to make. If you're in the same position that you were 1 year ago today, 5 years ago, 10 years, with no change, no growth, if you're stagnating, I want you to give us a call at 215-771-7501. 215-771-7501. Because this program, this radio show, is focused on growth and development in a positive way. Hence, we have the WINGS program, which stands for Winning Ideas, Nurturing Growth, and Success. We want to be growing and not stagnating, because stagnation breeds depression. Our goal is to be growing one day at a time, spiritually for the soul, mentally for the mind, and physically for the body. We want to be growing. We want to be able to enjoy life as God has given us only one life. And I just tell you that during the holiday season, I went to several funerals. And one of them was for a friend of mine who lost his wife after 54 years of marriage. And his life has changed dramatically now. Another friend of mine lost his father, who was married for 67 years. He was 91 years old and was married 67 years. And my friend's life has now changed forever, as his mother's has as well, after 67 years of marriage, losing her husband and best friend. And I went to a third funeral, and actually was a deacon during the actual service, the wake service, for a woman who was 63 years old, who had 22 grandchildren and 2 great-grandchildren, and who died. And it was a sad funeral because she had a lot of people who loved her. A lot of people showed up for the respect. And I'll just tell you that, you know, when your time comes or my time comes, when God calls us home, it's an appointment that we cannot miss. And nobody knows the time or the day, the hour, the minute. But when it comes, we will be missed. And family life as we know it will change for our loved ones, because we are no longer there. So as we plan for the future, we want to make sure we're planning, yes, spiritually, mentally, physically for ourselves, financially for our families, residentially, growing. We want to be growing educationally. What other things would you like to do this year that you have not done but would love to do them? Things you've put aside and were unable to do because of distractions or because of too much work. Things that you would love to do once again. I want you to resurrect those goals and dreams and put them up on the calendar once again. And start making plans for fitting these things into your life once again. And there's no time like the present to do it, because it's a new year. Once again, it's the year 2023. And when we began the WINGS program many years ago, my friends, in December of 1993. You know, 30 years ago, we used to say this, you know, in our segment, Big Dreams. Okay, we would help the kids to develop their dreams. And where will you be in the year 2013? 20 years from now, where will your life be? If you're 10 years old, you'll be 30 years old. If you're 18 years old, in 20 years, you'll be 38 years old. What path will your life take? And when we reach the year 2000 in the Wings program, we would say to the kids, where will you be in the year 2020? Where will you be? Where will your life be going? Well, we're now in the year 2023. And the Wings program itself is now in its 30th year. And it was a great program then. It's a great program now to foster change, foster growth and development, to help to feed kids from single-parent homes who are in need of motivation, inspiration, education, goal planning, goal development. And we went to more than 100 schools with the Wings program, more than 8 prisons, and many recovery homes. Met hundreds of thousands of people, certainly through radio and television. We were able to touch many people. And as I talk to you here at Holy Spirit Radio, an affiliate station for the Eternal Word Television Network, I want to remind you that it's through Holy Spirit Radio that we are here today. Through Dale and Jane Meyer, through Frank Eliason, our producer, that we are given the opportunity, are given the platform to help bring the message of the gospel to other people. Bring the message of life and family life. To help to develop the goals and dreams of people out there who are in depression. People who are out there in transition because of the loss of a job. In transition because of the death of a loved one. In transition because they are getting divorced. And are separating from a soulmate due to infidelity. My friends, it's a new year. We want to be focused. Like the pilot who's focused on crossing the ocean tonight. Going to Melbourne, Australia from Newark, New Jersey through San Francisco. That pilot needs to be focused so he gets to his destination. A 6-hour flight to San Fran and another 16 hours into Melbourne, Australia. And if he's not focused, he can get lost. He can run out of fuel. And it's up to you and I, my friends, to look at that as an analogy for our lives so that our lives are focused on the right things and that we don't get lost. Our children don't get lost, but they arrive at the destination that they started out with. Good destinations, maintaining good health, drug avoidance, alcohol avoidance, the avoidance of car accidents, overdoses, succeeding in marriage and family life, succeeding in buying a home, getting space and privacy, succeeding in getting a college degree, finishing graduate school, starting a business, owning a business, doing well for your children, leaving a legacy for your children and grandchildren like never before. My friends, planning for the future is very important. Again, most people don't plan to fail. Most people fail to plan. So pre-flight planning is important. Pre-life planning is even more important. So, excuse me, this opportunity we're taking right now is the essential part of the Wings program. And Wings, once again, you know, was created and facilitated many times in prison settings, school settings, recovery home settings, on radio and cable television. And, you know, this is a 20-session program. Each session is individual and it's focused. If you're in need of the Wings program, or you know somebody who is in need of motivation, education, inspiration, goal planning, to help them to move forward because they're stuck, they are depressed, they have anxiety, they are incarcerated or in recovery. If you know someone who's lost a job or who is separated and getting a divorce and is in depression, the Wings program, my friends, is available right now. All you have to do is give us a call at 215-771-7501. Again, 215-771-7501, and we'll make it happen. And this is important because you only get one life. You know, time is our most valuable asset. And as we begin the new year, we don't want to waste time. Alexander the Great, the king of Macedonia in 300 BC, said this. On his deathbed, he said, "I have three wishes when I die. Number one, when I die, I want the best doctors to carry my coffin. Number two, when I die, I want my arms swinging outside into the wind, outside the coffin, for everybody to see. And number three, I want my hands completely open so everybody can see my palms." One of his generals said, "Alexander, these are three very unusual requests. Can you explain?" He said, "Number one, I want the best doctors to carry my coffin when I die, to show everybody that in the face of death, even the best doctors have no power to heal you. Number two, I want my arms outside the coffin swinging in the wind to remind everybody that everything you accumulated in this world stays here. It remains here. You take none of it with you when your time comes. And number three, I want everybody to see my palms to remind everybody you came into the world empty-handed. You leave the world empty-handed. The most valuable gift that you ever had was the gift of time, which is now exhausted. So make the most of your time so that you can live, love, and die in peace. Alexander the Great." My friends, I tell you that because a lot of time is wasted each and every day in different ways. It's up to you and I to make the most of our time. Time is wasted watching television too much. Time is wasted sleeping too much, drinking too much. Time is wasted shopping too much. But we have to make the most of our time, because these are years that we will never get back. Make the most of your time, once again, so that you can live, love, and die with peace, Alexander the Great said. And as we begin the year 2023, it's a unique opportunity to get started on the right path. What is holding you back from greatness? What is it that is something needed to be changed by you and you are reluctant to do it? What is your number one change that you need to make? I want you to think about it. I want you to take stock of yourself. Be objective. Don't be afraid to make it. If you need to give up alcohol because you're in a position too often where you're fighting with other people or driving under the influence or beating up on a spouse, if you need to give up alcohol or drugs because it's impacting your life in a negative way, then that's your number one change you need to make, and you need to do it now. If you're involved with a relationship with someone outside of your marriage and need to give that up, then you need to do it today. This is important. As you make good decisions, my friends, we look at the Word of God as the root of all great decision making. I want you to think about that. When I have to make a decision, number one, is it lined up with what God says to do? Or is it lined up with what he says not to do? Number one. Number two, is what I'm about to do good for my wife and children? Or is it not good for my wife and children? Is it good for me personally, for my body, mind, and soul? Or is it not good for me? Is it good for the community? Or is it not good? You have to have all yeses, my friends. It's got to be good for God, good for you, good for your family, good for the community. And then by all means, get moving forward. Because we don't want to waste time if we are about to do something good for God. So I want you to give that some thought. But what is holding you back? Now, if the past is holding you back because you have wounds of the past, someone wounded you years ago, and you're unable to move forward. Maybe it was a parent. Maybe it was a sibling. Maybe it was a child. But something is holding you back, and you're in the same position mentally as you were 1 year ago today, 5 years ago. We need to look at the past. You know, there are three things that you cannot change. Number one is the past. You cannot change the past. All we can do with the past is to understand the past, accept the past, forgive the past, and then God will give us a peace that surpasses all understanding. Because we can't change the past, but God will bless us with the peace if we understand it, accept it, forgive those who wounded us, and then he will give us that peace. The second thing you can't change, my friends, is your biological parents. Whoever they are your parents. And we have to accept who they are. And sometimes we may not like who those parents are, and that can be the case. We have many people in the Wings program who were born into addicted families, addicted parents. We have a child who was born in prison. His mother was an inmate in the Philadelphia Department of Prisons. And he grew up for the first couple of weeks in prison. Grew up with his grandparents for 14 years until they threw him out. But he was born into poverty, born into incarceration. So not everybody gets a great deal, gets a great hand of cards. Some people are born with a bad hand. And the third thing you can't change is God's laws. What God says to do and not to do is unchangeable. We must listen and learn from it. Gain wisdom by it. Very important. Now, with regard to the past, if you wounded someone else and you owe an apology to someone, I want you to start writing a letter of apology to that person. If you have to forgive someone, write a letter of forgiveness. A letter can go a long way because you can get your thoughts on paper, you can edit it, and you can, you know, get it out to that person. And when you do write that letter, you're going to write it from the heart. You're going to touch the heart and mind of that other person that either wounded you or the person that you wounded and need to apologize to. And because this is a new year, and In the Wings program, we take action. We put action into that plan for the future, and we call it an action plan for the future. We're going to start off today writing those letters of apology, letters of forgiveness. And if you don't have one of those to write, how about a thank you letter to someone out there who's really been there for you for days, weeks, months, and even years, doing the deal. Maybe it's a parent who is really putting out for you for years, and you're living with them, with your children. Maybe it's a grandparent who is really doing everything possible to help you to live a good life, putting you through school, raising your grandchildren, providing food. How about a letter of thanks, letter of appreciation? And if you're out there, my friends, and you're listening and you're incarcerated, I want you to start writing your letters today. Think about your circle of people around you and who it is who's putting money on your books to help you to buy commissary, help you to buy shoes, sneakers, toothpaste, and all kinds of necessities. Who is it that's coming to visit you upstate or in the Philadelphia Department of Prisons and other facilities in Bucks County, Montgomery County, Westchester County, Mercer County? Who do you have to thank today, my friends? It takes a lot of humility to say please, to say thank you, to say I'm sorry, to say please forgive me, I love you. But that's what it takes, my friends, in the Wings program for success in reentry and recovery. It takes a lot of humility to mend those fences, to bring those hearts back together. And if you're out there listening in a recovery home or a jail or prison cell, and you're tuned in to Holy Spirit Radio and listening to Finding God in Prison, I want you to take action today and improving your life and the relationships that you have. And I want you to also think about this. This is a new year. Are you creating more stress for other people in your circle, in your family, or are you reducing the stress? This is the year of stress reduction for all wingmen. I want you to do your part to reduce the stress on your wives and children, your parents and grandparents, and all people in your circle. And I want you to start today. That's our show for today. My name is Deacon Joe Montone. May God bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Have a great day. Happy New Year. And God bless you for listening to our program, Finding God in Prison, here at Holy Spirit Radio. Have a great day, and God bless.